Yugasinim. Some says Nikir is a Mista person. Somebody sneezes in the middle of davening, Simin Ramai. So who is a Shvan Rebbe? Rebbe did all these three things. It's terrible. It's a Mechuyir. It's not nice. It's Simin Ram. You make a fake yawn, or you start belching some, that's all. That's called Migati Ruch. Come here to come with Tony. Ela Misatis Ha Misatis Kashya. The Chorus sneezing, you can never make yourself sneeze. It's always anointed. So here it says in Simin Ra, so how come Rebbe sneezes in the middle of davening? And the Gemara Misatis Ha Misatis Namel Kashya. It's also not Shver. Kan Milmala, if you sneeze by your nose, that's all right. Kan Milmata, means Fakir, the wind came out on the bottom, that's not nice. Trashel itish itish kasha. He ain't itish elo yonsoi. He can only sneeze yonsoi. There it says, where the simin ra lematas rashi mefich bakil. Rashi lekti also. It's only a simin ra. If it comes out, I'm old. You make noise when it comes out. Mashu, if it comes out on the bottom without noise, it'll be all right. I said, we should bring it down. Some say no, even without noise, also it's a simin ra. But Rashi says, mashu, it's only a simin ra. If it comes out on the bottom with noise. The Yom Rav Zeru. For Milsa Ivloyili De Rav Hamnuna, I heard over from Rav Ivloyili, he told her, I yet the shout from Rav Nuna. But Akilili, and I liked it, Kikula Tamudoi. It was this sweet to me like all my learning. Trashus Kilili Kikula Tamudoi, Shekulo Alai, the Chaviva, Lefi Shoyi Rogla Satish. He liked what he heard over because he used to sneeze a lot. In the middle of Shmonesiv, I said, he liked what he heard over. You should know if you sneeze in the middle of davening, forget it's a good simon. Why? Now when a person sneezes, he feels good, like his nose is stuffed up before him. You have to sneeze. And when you sneeze, it's a nachas ruach to you. So the simon that they're giving you nachas ruach and lamata here in this world, mashmi shmai mostly have nachas ruach from you. Trashi. Kishem sheis nachas ruach. Sheitish nachas ruach liyodim. It makes you feel good when you sneeze. Kach loislo nachas ruach melamalo. Minas shemayim lamalo shalosim. So it's a good simon for you. They like this memory very good. They used to sneeze a lot. For the Gemara, we're back to Lesha of the Vela. Roika, roika asha. But spitting a churi zicha, spit in retoinoi. And here it says the simon ra, to mechui ra dova. So how did Rebbe do it? For the Gemara, roika, roika, nami lakasha. Evshek to Rebbe Yehuda. The Yomer of Yehuda is an eight to how to spit. For Yoim mit betzvila, if somebody's in Milosh Mon Esrei, then his dam in loy roik, and he has to spit, is mavliya betilisei. What's the eight to spit into your begging? That's mutter. That's not called a bizoyin to the Eibishter, that's mutter. So if the intal is no, let's say you have a night jacket, you don't want to spit into your jacket, mavliya betilisei. In your scarf, it's not so chosh, you do it into that. But it's done with didn't have handkerchiefs then. Strashi, Eshet of Yehuda, Liavliya Brafaksusai, means Suda Sheberoshai, a scarf. Shnei Rosh and Tliyim Befonim. You have this Eitzim. Yeah. Ravina, Sadmar Hevi, Koi Achurid Ravashi. Ravina was once walking in the back of Ravashi, his Daman Leroik, he had spit in his mouth and he had to get rid of it, the Davin. Paskal Echureho, he spit backwards. Omale, Le Sobul Omal, Hod Rav Yehuda, how come you spit backwards? Not nice. Like that's like spitting in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you should have done like Rabbi Yehuda. You should have spit into your begit, into your. And it says in your begit doesn't mean the outside. That's not nice either. Inside the begit, he should have done. And the Gemara, O Malay, I know I need that toy. For me, I'm like an Easternist. To me, it bothers me very much. If I spit into my begit, or be mis on me, I also couldn't daven. I cannot come on then. So mainly, he has the eights to spit. But I call for them when you spit, don't spit in front of you, because that the Eibush is in front of you. The answer is turn around and spit backwards. That's also not so good. Rashi. No. The pastor Rashi Zorku, he spit backwards. So that's a little bit good. Right, the Hamashmiya Kulay Bitkilosa raised the Mekati Amuda. If you dabish Manasri a little bit loud, you're missing Amuda. Omar Afuna. Don't in the mal by davening low, you can also have kavona. Avulen yochel lechaven es libo belachas. If you can't have kavona, saying shmonesri low, then avadim it's mutter. You'll add a daven. That's not called mechus v'yamuna, amona, because you're doing it to have more kavona. So the more avayta v'hani min libiyochas. Only if you're davening in your home, where you're not going to bother anybody else by you raising your voice. Avul b'tzibo, but if you're davening b'tzibo, then even if you want to daven loud for kavona. Still, it's also. Why? Also, the mitzvah tiburit. Because you're going to be mastered, you'll bother other people. You'll be mastered then from davening. So now let us share somebody else with kedai for you, not to have so much kavona and not share somebody else. So that's what the Lachas brought down, Mashiach and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Since then, everybody uses a machzer, so you're not going to be much with somebody else. So there you are, a lot of doubt and a little bit little louder voice on Rosh Hashanah. Because here, Mikra didn't, the Sinai Gemara didn't have a siddur. So tefillah, everybody used to daven baal peh. So if you'd be saying a little bit loud, you'll stare at Yechavah. Mashiach said, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, everybody uses a machzer, so then it's mutter to daven a little bit louder because you don't stare at somebody else. But I heard over at the Mashkiah said, you know, Chatzkos, when the Ponovich said over that, Tavadi shouldn't daven then even too loud. As a thought, you have to have worry about Yechavah. You know, it has to get signed that bothers other people. If you daven too loud, it's going to bother somebody else, not Kedai.
I
also said Rav Abba heavy koi mishtamit mined Rav Yehuda. Rav Abba used to like dodge Rav Yehuda. He always just sneak away. He didn't want to meet up with Rav Yehuda. So Rav Abba in the meantime was living in Bavel, and he wanted to go from Bavel to move to Eretz Yisrael. And he knows that Yehuda sheet it's also to go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. That's why he always dodged Rav Yehuda. He didn't want to see him. Why the Yomer of Yehuda? Kol Oyla mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael over the Yesin. If you move from Bavel or travel from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, you're over in Yisrael. Shenema Bavela Yuvo. You come into Bavel. V'shama Yiyu Ad Yom Pakti. Oysam Yom Hashem. You have to stay in Bavel until the Kamashiach. Until the Mashiach will take us out of there. So it's an Yisrael to go out of Bavel. So Omar, so Rav Abba didn't want to go, meet up with Rav Yehuda. Halacha is not brought down. Mashmid Cholik on Rav Yehuda. So I say, even Rav Abba held with Mutter, but he didn't want to have sorrows from Rav Yehuda, so he stood away from Rav Yehuda.
How do you have an interest
in the middle of the room? Segilin. There's halacha, they say it's not brought down there. We don't hold it this. Shashi Mishtamit Minei, Vehoyed Mirei Log, Lefishoye Rebbe Abba Chofet Dalet Lert Yisrael. Rav Yehuda Oyseloi. The figure who had not left the base of men, he didn't go into the base of men to see him. He was afraid of him. He didn't want to get bowled out from him. And so what did he do? Ozal Ezel, Omar Ezel B'Yeshma Minei Nutsa B'Base Vada. I won't go in. Trash the base of men. He'll stand outside like and listen to the Shia. I'll go right out. I'll go up there to soil. Ozal he went Ashachel Latana Diketoni Kamed Rav Yehuda. Here the Tana saying from Rav Yehuda. For your own made with tefillah, somebody is davening Shemoneh Esrei when it's atish, and he has the atish here sneezing. We had before two types, lamala and lamata. Here, poshim means lamata. If on the bottom you have to have wind come out, is mamtin ad sheyichle haruach. If wind did come out, as you let out some air, does he have to wait ad sheyichle haruach till the air goes away? For choizum espal, then you go back to daven. Shashiv nitzatish mulmata ad sheyichle haruach means migunfei shenoidev meyoser ruach. Means the smell went away. You have to wait till the smell goes away. Then the chaytel tefillah, the mokum shapot. You go back to exactly where you're holding. Just while the smell is there, you shouldn't daven. He could the amri for your oimid betefillah. Not that it came out already, but he was in the middle of davening. Ubikas lesatish, and he had to let wind come out. Halacha about letting it out metchila, you're not supposed to let it out when you're davening Shemoneh Esrei. And even though you have to hold it back, or there's no bata shaksu on this. There's only an ista batashaksa holding back mei raglayim or tsoye gedolim. Mashenka, from wind, there's no ista. So metchila, if you could hold yourself in, you're supposed to hold yourself in to let the Shemoneh Esrei. But here it was a matter where he couldn't hold himself in, he knew it's going to come. Obikas lesatish is alocha martik liachura of daldamas. He's supposed to, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, walk away daldamas, or mesatish, and there let the wind come out. Or mamta machiach leruach, then wait till the smell goes away. Then the chayzim asfala walk back again to your place, and continue with davening. The Yomer, and after you walk back to your mokum, before you start davening, you say the tefillah, the Vaynish Lelam, Yitzatonu Nekovim, Nekovim, Chalumim, Chalumim, Koli Bedulah Fanecha, Chepaseinu, Chimaseinu, Vechayenu, Vechayseinu, Rima, Vetaleya. He says this Bakosh, because it's Gvalpik, his Bushan, and Klima, to do this. Then Umaskun, Umokum, Shepostik. He starts again, Umokum, Shepostik. Omalei, Iloi Bosei, Elishmoye, Dovezeh, Dayef. He only came for this, to hear this, it's a good Zah. Might to be no fear of this either, to walk away daldamas. So metchila badri etzur is to hold it in till after Shemoneh Esrei. But lo yitzu you can't, it has to come out, that depends. If you're wearing tefillin, there's another issa to be mafir when you're wearing tefillin. So one etzur is then, you're supposed to move the tefillin off the makaymai. So as if you're not wearing it. and let the wind come out and wait until the smell goes away, and then you can continue davening. Rashi v'yomer, this matz and zvan ha-gemara, such a big cherpa, busha to do this. He said, b'peichat tfilah, v'amar sekes v'yomedes kvar, ha-yidei ha-ruach, v'fikach yochel ha-astik nami, v'loyimei ha-dobe zeh b'yemsa. Since he had to stop anyway, till the smell goes away, his lara said it's makosh. Right? Tell Rabbon, v'yo yoshim v'talisai. He was sleeping in the bed, and it was said, almost they didn't have pajamas, he used to sleep undressed. He can't even stick his head out of the pillow, out of the blanket. The blanket has thin, it's very cold, no steam. And he wants to say Krishna. So Hura calls him on, you're under the blanket. It's called Liba Royas Erva. Or else not only Liba, but your own eye is like it's the Erva. Like your Erva is called uncovered then. Hey, since you're in the same Makkum where your Erva is, even though you can't see it, that's called the Erva is uncovered. So how can you say Krishna? Like pressed down, that the blanket should be tight around your tzavar, that's called a hefsik. So as if now your eyes can't see erva anymore, that's mutter. The yeshrim, some say alibay. You have to press down right below your heart. So to make as if your heart, your leg can't see the erva. The more of a tanakam, what is the old? The tanakam, a liba royas erva. You're just pressing down by your neck. But your heart and your erva is the same makam. It's a mosh like your lave could see the erva. So kisava that time of holds liba royas erva mut. Yo, there's no issue like that. But look, we hold you're supposed to do our liba. An Indian that your lave should not see your erva. That's why if a man would be wearing a dress like, he wouldn't be allowed to say Krishna, because his erva and his lave is seeing his erva. He has to wear underpants, so then already it's all right. I mean, you have something to be mastered, something on your body that's the division between your lave and your erva. So if you're just wearing underpants, you wouldn't be allowed to say Krishna, because something is covering up your erva and your lave can't see it. It will soon see in the bottom. In this bathing suit, you're allowed to say Krishna. Father Rabbah. Amar Rafuna. No, do Allah. Amar Rafuna, Rabbi Yechidin. For your mahalif, you walk in the street. Where there was soya, there was dirt, waste in the street. Is the lacha maniach yodel piv? He holds. You're allowed to just put your hand over your mouth for kareya krishma. He holds his mutter say krishma there. It's not called like a basic. He say, it's mutter. This meaning you put your hand over your mouth, some say just means to say it very low, as if like to try and cover it up. Omalei Rav Chizda, but Allah we hold not like this. Hold like him. In Mamatli Rav Yechim Nepumi, Afil Rav Yechim told me this from his own mouth, let's assume I wouldn't listen to him. And he could be Amri, Omar Rabba Baba Khan, Omar Mishuva Levi. For Yamahalev and Mavoyas Amtanoka, somebody's walking through the street that has Soya Odom there. His Maniach Yoda Yapiv, he's allowed to just put his hand over his mouth, but create Krishna. You're allowed to say Krishna. Omar Rabchizo, Lakim, no, like Mela Shua, like, in Mamartha League of Yeshuva Levi, that Puma, Fidu, he himself would tell it to me, my Tafinu, I wouldn't listen to it. Because he holds it also. That if it's in the streets, we have Soyas Adam, that's called like in the basic case, it's often to say a Dovah Shabbatusha there. But the Amar Miyah Amar Rav Huna, Hochi, Rav Huna, say like this, the Amar Rav Huna, Talmud Chocham, Osa Loi La'amud, B'moka Matanufas. As if Rav Huna say, you're allowed to say Krishma walking through the streets that have Soyam, I Rav Huna himself said, a Talmud Chocham is also to stand in a Mokam that has Tanufa, that has Soya there. Why? The Fishiyeshla Lamad Vali Hirur Torah. A Tamachok and the Mal is always learning. And you're not allowed to learn in front of Tsoya. So you can't stand in a Mokim Tanufais because you can't learn there. So who's a steer? How do you say you're allowed to say Krishma walking through this Muvois? You're walking through a Mokim Tanuf. And the Merlakasha. Kan the Oymed Kan the Mahalach. Apeyed the Chilin. If you're walking through the streets, that's where he's mad to you. Like it's not really cool, you're staying in front of the Tsoya, you're just passing by. Mashan came standing there, that's awesome. We'll soon see we pass them both as awesome. For the Gemara, Miyam Rav Yechon Hochi, Vamar Rabba Babachona, Omar Rav Yechonim, Bechol Moka Muta Lahara Badivre Torah. Every place you walk in the street, you're allowed to think and learning. Chutz, Mibes Tamerchus, that was a place where take showers, a Schwitz there, was very Zuma, very Mies there. Mibes Takisei, and a Beis Takisei. So well, what's the issue of a Beis Takisei? That is Soya there. You're also going through Mokim to Nofres that has Soya there, it's like a basic Kisei. So how could you say you're allowed to learn Torah there? That is a chilek. That where is it? Osir, only if you're standing. But if you're walking through it, you're allowed to say Divra Torah. But in Moraini, that's not true. For Abavua, Rebbe Kozel Basad Reb Yechanan. Reb Avu was going and passing by Reb Yechanan. Rebbe Kokori Krishma. And Reb Avu was saying Krishma. Kimota be Mevuya Samtanophis. When he came to this place that had Soya there on the streets, Ishtik, he stopped saying Krishma. Even though he was walking, still he stopped saying it. Omar Reb Yechanan. So he waited. So he passed through these streets that had the Tzoya, and when he got finished with these streets, then he came back. He wanted to start saying Krishma again. So yes, Rabbi Yechon, Hechon Hader, where should I start? Do I have to start over again Krishma, or can I just go back to where I stopped saying? Rabbi Yechon answered back, Im Shoyiz Kdei Ligmas Kuna, if you waited, it took you so long to pass through this Makam of Mavois, that it, to finish the Krishma, Chayz L'Rosh, that's called the big Hefsing, and you have to start over again Krishma. So here you see, even though he was walking through the streets, still he held it was awesome. And the Marhochet called Malay. Here's what Rabbi Yechon meant to answer back. Lindy Dijnarbahu, if you'd ask me, my shita is, Leisvirli. I hold that when you're walking through the streets, even though they saw you there, you're allowed to say Krishma. Over the dog, but according to you, this Svirloch that you hold, it's awesome to say Krishma even though you're walking through the streets. So behold, it's awesome. So you stop saying Krishma and you wait until you pass by the streets. Now, what's the luck when you continue, when you come back to normal place, you want to continue? In Shoyes Kdei Ligmas Kuna, if you waited in between, this man to say the whole Kriya Shema, Chayz L'Rosh, you have to start over again. Tani Mar, Tani Kavos Rav Huna, being right to Rav Huna, that's Taka Osir. Tani Kavos Rav Chizda, Tani Kavos Rav Huna. Hamalach Mavoyes, Hamatunov Pais, if you walk through, Meniach Yodo Yapiv, the Yikra Kriya Shema, he holds you a lot to say Kriya Shema. Tani Kavos Rav Chizda, that's Osir, that's how we pass him, so Yamalach Mavoyes, Hamatunov Pais, you're walking through the streets that you know has Soya there, lo yikra Krishma. You're not going to say Krishma. V'lo yoy, elishim hoya kareya, if you are saying Krishma, ubo, toisik. You have to stop saying Krishma. Even if it's the middle, you can't finish, you have to stop. Zok, the loy posik mind, what about if somebody doesn't stop saying, you continue saying, om ramesha ba vred, ibshu ben levi, olam akos avoyner, v'gamani nasati lehem, chukim v'toivim mishpatim lo yichyu behem. He's doing that because he won't live because of this. Rabasi Yoma, Hoy Moishe, Heroven, the Chavli Ashok, it's like wasting his time, you're saying Krishna in a mockery, you're not supposed to, you're wasting your time. Rabad Barab, Oma Mihocho, he divides Hashem Bozer, he's Mavaza, Arakonish Borko. The Imposik Maskor Mashain, if you don't say Krishna then, what Yisrael, or Ravua, all of a cluster of Oyna, would over Azet, a Riku Yomin. If he's like a Rikas Yomin. And that's what we're asking. And in front of Tzoya, you're not allowed to say Krishma. We'll soon see. We'll get to tonight. We'll soon see. Mashenkin, if it's Tzoya's Kolovim, that doesn't have a dinerva. Tzoya's Kolovim, you're allowed to say Krishma in front. So when you walk through the streets here, and you just have the dogs, that doesn't have a shame with Tzoya. Unless it smells bad. But normally, they say, usually doesn't smell bad, doesn't have a shame Tzoya, you'll be allowed to. What's also is only Tzoya's Odom. That smells very bad. That has a shame Tzoya. That's an issue in the Raisa to say a Domeshah Kedush in front of it. Amir Rabuna, Hoytzer Talisay Chagur Loyamosna. You like wearing a bathing suit. You only had a talis around your thighs. Is Mutlikus Krishna. Is a Viya ever is covered up, you'll have to say Krishna. Tanya Namihochi, Hoytzer Talisay Shaldegid Vishalor Vishalsak. Any type of a begid, Chagur Amosna, just around your thigh and just covering up your erva, Mutlikus Krishna. Even though your lave is uncovered, you'll have to say Krishna. Avulam Tzvila. Hashem can go down in Shemon Esrei, then at Yechasat Liba, then you have to put a shirt on. So Drashi, what's the difference? Abul Tzvila Tzoroku Laharis Esatzmoi Chayim Lefnei HaMelech. By davening Shemon Esrei, you're standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. For Lamoi Be'ema, there you have to stand nice. Abul Kriyashma Einu Badal Lefnei HaMelech. The only time we consider talking to a Kodesh Baruch Hu is only B'shas Shemon Esrei. That's a new Musag, you're standing in front of Hashem. When you're saying Krishma, even though you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not as if you're standing right in front of him. So there it's only Alochim L'Raisa. If your erva is uncovered, you can't say. If your erva is covered, you're allowed to say Krishma. Mashenka for davening, then you have at least have to wear your shirt. V'yomar Rapuna, Shochach v'nichnas b'tfil n'beis ha-kisei. You forgot that you were wearing tefillin, you went to beis ha-kisei, and you started to make, is Maniach Yodei Aleihem. You have to just put your hand on top of the tefillin ad she'igmar, until you finish business then. I've had the more actually even like that until you finish those things, like who stop in the middle and take it off. And like the Yomar of Nachman of Yitzchok, Hachigma Omo the Rishon is the first thing that comes out, that you have to let come out. For the Gemara of a Lifsik Lialta, no, even stop right away before that comes out. As soon as you realize you're wearing the tefillin, stop right there and take him off first. For Lakem, so the Gemara Mishun of Shimon Gamliel, that you're not allowed to do. Titania of Shimon Gamliel, Omo the Hachizer, if you hold yourself back, at least when it's trying to come out,
and you hold the gedolim and saw your back, maybe you saw the mudei hadroikin. It brings you to the sickness of hadroikin's atrashi, that's chuli hamatzaveh sakeris. It makes your stomach blow up. Silon hachoizer, if you're about to make meiraglayim and you hold it back, maybe you saw the mudei yiroikin. It's joined as they say. Trashi silon shomei raglayim yiroikin chuli shashomoi telnitza. So Melo, the shot that's coming out already, you're not supposed to stop then, because that's a sakana for you. So Melo, you have to wait until the first thing comes out, and then you're allowed to take off your tefillin. Itma, tsoya al besorei. Let's say you have some tsoya on your hand. You have some shmutz, some tsoya sodom on your hand. Oy yodai monachas beis hakisei. As you're outside, and just your hand you put through the window inside the beis hakisei. And the Mal, the Gemara's beis hakisei, there's always tsoya there. So it's as if your hand in the same makom as the soya. Are you allowed to daven like this? Rashi, yodim beis hakisei, mechitza yesh b'neil lebein beis hakisei. There's a mechitza there. So if you didn't put your hand in, you'd be allowed to daven. Or poshet yod lofnim, but you put your hand inside the mechitza and the mechitza. Chin yodavin, machloikis. Reavunu rama muti, you're allowed to daven. Mutal likrois, krishma, you're allowed to say krishma. Reav chizdu rama osu likrois krishma. What's the machloikis? Omar Rova, my time the Rabbuna that's muta, the Yersiv, Kolam Nishoma, Taloko. But it's only in Nishoma, it's like Davin to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So be your teh, your mouth is a mokum, a clean mokum, you're allowed to say, even though your hand is someplace else. So Rashi Kolam Nishoma, ha teh, the Yachritim, the Chlal Ahilu. It's only your mouth and inside what's Bechlal Ahilu. For Loi Shari Vorum, not your hands and your feet. That's not Bechlal Davin. We have Chizdur Oma, it's also, we take a post from Machma, the Chizdur also, it's also Likras Krishma. My time, the Rav Chizdur, they've said, Kol Atzmoyser Tamana Hashem Mikha Moichem. That it's called, your whole group is Davin Tekorish Baruch Hu. Smell, every party group has to be clean, you shouldn't have tsoya on your hands, or else you shouldn't have your hand in the Beit HaKisei. Itma, Reyach Ra Shiesh Lo Yikr. That means there is tsoya there, and from the tsoya smell comes out. Is Rafunurama Mach Dal Damis Bakura Krishma. That it's enough just to go away from the Tsoya Dal Damis and there you're allowed to say Krishma. Rav Chizdurama, you have to be more. Mach Dal Damis Mimokam Shaposa Kareyach Bakura Krishma. Not enough to go Dal Damis away from the Tsoya. But you have to go Dal Damis away where the smell stops. Okay, the smell could go another 2 feet away from the Tsoya. So at that mukum where the smell stops, you have to go away, daladamas away from that, and that's when you can say Krishma. Rashi sheyesh to ikar shei hatzoya munachesham, that the tzoya is there, or masreches, and it's smelling. V'shein leikar mashenkin tzoya shein ruach reyach shein leikar. That means afochas ruach. That means just wind came out of the bottom. That's called just the smell without ikar. We'll see what that look of that is. Tanya kavos the chizdu right for chizdu loyik rodem kriyshma loy keneged soyes odom for loy keneged soyes kolovim. That's what this brayso will soon see. We don't pass on this brayso for loy keneged soyes chazer from a pig for loy keneged soyes tanegelim chickens for loy keneged soyes ashpa. Not from stam a junkyard shereichir ra. Because there it's pashtunkin, it smells bad. Now it's a shame like soya. Rashi, loy keneged soyes odom, v'afal pizit Rashi shein reich. That's what this brayso holds. V'yim hoya mokim gevoye, if it was hoya asar tvochim, oy nomach asar tvochim, then yoshe b'tzidu v'korei krishma. It's cool that the soyes is like in a different machna, it's not in the same reshus where you are, so then if you're on the side, you're allowed to say krishma. V'yim lab, and it's right next to you, then markik molayenu. You have to go away in front of you molayenu. The Lord Krishna, you're not supposed to look and see the soyes. You have to go away molayenu. The more of a chem that's filled, same loch by davening Shemon Esrei. That's the loch is of Reyach Ra Shiesh Leika. Now Reyach Ra chem that's filled, same loch that's filled. Now Reyach Ra Shiesh Leika. Reyach, right? If the Reyach Ra that has a nicker, it's up until now talking about by the tsoya that has no Reyach. What about the tsoya that does have Reyach? Is Marcher Dal Damos Mimokem Hareyach? This is the right of Chizda. That if the tsoya still smells, you have to go away Dal Damas from where the Mokim, where the Reach stop. The Korea Kirishma. Oh, my Rova Zakrova, let's Hilchosoki Homas Nisim. We don't pass that this last Brysa.
What is
Yeshua Iker? The Soya there, the Schmutz is there. The
Soya,
right, the source. Like Rashid Lafuke, but just the Reach comes out of your body, that's what the source here. So Zakrova, Marova, let's Hilchosoki Homas Nisim. We don't pass that this last Brysa. Elo, what are we passing like? Yehoa de Tanya. Lo yikrodem kriyishma, now I say kriyishma. Loi keneged soya sodem. Now that's a soya. For loi keneged soya chazer, Who are the pigs? Soyas also. For loy kineged soyas kolovim, not in front of dogs. Soya when dafka bisman chenosin urus atoifin. When you have skin there, the mall used to put that soya inside the skin to make it work it over. Then it smelled terribly bad. The skin makes it smell bad. But if you don't have or skin with a soya's kolovim, it's not called a soya's mutter. That's what he said, walking through the streets now, just at Soyas Kolovim alone, wouldn't have a shame Soya. So Drash Lesilchus Akiyom Asnitzin Liel Diyosef Soyas Kolovim of the Chazerim B'Shein Be'Moyrus. The first Brisa said that Soyas Kolovim is also, and who added from a pig, even without Oyrus. We don't hold like that. We hold it's only Yosef Isman Sheish from Oyrus, at Soyas Kolovim the Chazerim Koi. It's going on the Soyas of a Kelev and a pig. So Drashi Shadarkel Letisom the Ibur Oris. When you used to work over the skin, the leather used to put these into it. But Soyas Odom, that's a Pshita Afilo Beloy Oris, is also Osa. Shrey and Darkel Letisom Shom. Nobody puts Soyas Odom there. Hilka Hakoko Beloy Oris Kama. So
the Chilik. I know that
the Rashi that going back to all three cases. That's Rashi's head. Rashi says, because it's not a Derech to put Soyas Odom in Oris. They didn't do it. The Rashi knew they didn't do it then. So it's not established to talk about it then. So what they did was only Soyas Kolovim and Chazerim. So Bech the Brisa means that Soyas Odom is Osir anytime. But Kolovim and Chazerim is only Osir if you put Oiris in there. Without the Oiris, though, it's Mutter. Boy, my name is Rashashis. Reyach Ra Shein Lo Yikar. What about just time somebody made wind come out that smells dead, but there's no Soya there? Mal, can you say Krishma or not? Omaluhu, Osu, come. I saw the Talmidim when they were learning in Yeshiva. Tahani Gani, some were sleeping. Tahani Gati, some were learning. The Masmidim, they didn't go to sleep in the bed. They slept on the Gemara there. So when you're sleeping, though, usually Reyach comes out. So the Kasha, how could they learn then? So see, it's Mutter to learn. So saying Allah, you're allowed to learn. So the Mabahani Mili Bedivri Torah is only a heter to learn Torah. Abba Bekriyash Maloy. So Kriyashma, you're not supposed to learn, not supposed to say it when you smell, even if somebody else is wind. So the Bedivre Torah Nami Lir Mornella de Chavri. We're only maker to learn Torah if it's smelled from somebody else. Alva de Deloy. Your own smell is worse. So if your own smell, you have to wait till the smell goes away. Then you could learn Torah. Mashenka, the smell of somebody else, they will mat you to learn Torah. But for Krishma, you're supposed to wait until the smell goes away. Trash Hashem Le Iker Hafachas Ruach. Yitzifei Mach Solos Shabes Medrash. It's the beds in the base of Medrash. Dani Gani Mani Gasa. Yapa Pisha Derech Hashem Lafiach. Now when you're sleeping, all air comes out. Mani Milagirsa Mishum Dleyevsher. In learning, they weren't matriach you to go out. Aber the Krishma, Yotze Lechutz V'Yikra. Go outside and say Krishma. It's only Zman Krishma, that's Mutter. Aber the day, Afiachu Atzmai, Mantem Mashiach L'Reich. From your own smell, you have to wait till the Reich goes away. Itma, Soya Oiveris. If you have Soya that's walking or going or by, and you have maybe a garbage truck, the garbage truck has a lot of Soya, the Mamma smells you feel like it's going, traveling through. Abai Yorama Mutlikus Krishma. You're allowed to say Krishma. Albeit it's not standing still. Rav Rama also likus Krishma. That's what we hold. Even though somebody's holding a dirty diaper and he's walking in front of it, it's also say Krishma in front of it. Omer Abai Minu Aminu. Has Abai know that it's Mutter? It's not. Ha Tomei Oimit. The Tomei is under the tree. Tachas Ilon. The Hator Oiver. And the Torah goes through, goes over it. Then Tomei. He becomes Tomei. Mashenkein Tor Oimet, let's say the Torah person standing there, Tachas Ilim, via Tomei Oiver, and the Tomei person goes through, then Tor. So you see, it's totally if the Tomei person is standing or going. See, may Tushta to say also. The Imam at Tomei, but if the Tomei is standing, the Imam at Tomei, and if he stands there, it's Tomei. The Chaim, the Evanam, and the God, same Aloha. So he made some sushtel, very sweet sushtel. For Rav Amalach, what kind of sushtel is it there? Hossam, because we use the Talmud Mosheas, there's a cause of it's totally if the Tomei is being Kaveya there. If he's Kaveya still sitting there, they'll see Vodad Yeshe Mechutz Lamachna. That the Mitzvah Moshova, he has to sit there. Yoshev, he has to sit there. Hocho, Mashenkin, here by Tzoya, the Pasuk says, Vohoye Machnecha Kodesh. You're only allowed to say Dovash of Gdusha if the Machne, if your Mokim is Kodesh. Rachmon of Oleka. Without you have Tzoya there, it's not called the Mokim Kodesh. So you're not allowed to say Krishma, any Dovash of Gdusha in front of Tzoya, even though the Tzoya is being moved. That's how we Paskin. In front of moving Tzoya, also you shouldn't say. Trashi Tzoya say, there is. Odim Shinois Laponim, somebody's carrying it. Graf Sharei is the bowl. Laviran. Is he owes Mutlik Rais, if you're not lasting. Talking about that, there's a little bit of a story. Right, let's stop here.